We Americans have a lot to be thankful for. Not the least of our blessings is that in times of grave national crisis, when the fight of our nation is hung in the balance, there's emerged from our midst leaders with the authentic stamp of greatness. When our people's task was to create and weld together a nation, we had George Washington. When the task later on was to preserve the nation from disruption within, we had Abraham Lincoln. And when the task today is to save the nation and its institutions from disruption from without, we have Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It is my pleasure to introduce the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sixth war loan drive that starts tomorrow is something more than just a money-raising affair. We cannot all fight the enemy face to face. We cannot all produce the weapons and the raw materials that are so vital to our armed forces. But there is one front on which all of us, every man, woman, and child, can serve and serve for the duration. We can all practice self-denial. We can all sacrifice some of our comforts to the needs of the men in service. And yes, even some of our needs to their comforts. The war in this present month of November alone will cost us $7.5 billion. That is $250 million a day. That is why it's so important that we end the war as soon as we can. That is so important why every war bond that you buy is so important. The war is not over. No, not by many a costly battle. While we have every reason to be proud of what has been done, even optimistic about the ultimate outcome, we have no reason to be complacent about the tough road that still lies ahead of us. We have just been through a wartime election, demonstrating to the people of the world the deep roots of our democratic faith. This sixth war loan, I am confident, will be a further example of democracy in action in a world at war. There is an old saying about sticking to the plow until you've reached the end of the furrow. Every rule of common sense and patriotic thought makes that maxim applicable to our conduct in this war. And so, in the name of our wounded and sick, in the name of our dead, and in the name of future generations of Americans, I ask you to plow out this furrow to a successful and victorious end.